America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. By honoring your sacred vocation of education, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. At Grand Canyon University, our online bachelor's, master's, and doctoral education degree programs allow you to balance online coursework with observational and hands-on experience in the field. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
You basically sent me a picture of your penis today.
I did?
Yes.
You're welcome.
It was very sexual.
Yummy, yummy. Pee-pee.
I did appreciate it.
Well, you know, we're close enough for that.
Penis.
Hey, Will, what's up?
How come I didn't get a dong pic?
You did.
Penis.
You got the video.
Penis.
Yeah, it was a slow-mo of Johnny pouring syrup over his chicken and
it's
waffles.
Hard.
Oh, yes. It was very sexual.
I did get that.
I forgot to put music to it, though. When I posted it, I was like, damn it, I was going to put some sexy music to it. And I forgot, and it's too late. I already posted it. You go to Instagram, Johnny B. Tampa, go to my story. Or if you're on my Facebook, the story goes there also. But I talked about this the other day, and I really put it together today. The pandemic chicken and waffles, baby. No need to go out to a restaurant right now. Sure, would I like to go to Metro Diner and get chicken and waffles? You goddamn right I would. But all I gotta do is take those faux Chick-fil-A nuggets from Sam's Club. Put them with some Eggo waffles with some butter and some sweet, sweet maple syrup, girl.
Sugar-free or?
Hell no. Nah. I like girls.
Do you have the whole wheat waffles or?
Oh, God.
What's
wrong with you?
Multi-grain waffles?
I've had a bad day on it. Let's not do this. Yeah. Right, let's not.
Okay.
You're ruining it.
Multi-grain.
Gluten-free or?
Oh, I'm going to lose my guy.
Protein waffles?
Oh! How about I just eat a penis?
No. Baked chicken?
Baked chicken breast?
Roasted chicken.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. There's only one way to eat chicken and waffles. It's fried chicken and fat waffles with real syrup and real butter. You don't mess around. Yeah.
How many waffles do you eat?
Two little Eggo waffles.
No way.
It was in the picture. It's in the video.
I feel no. Well, you could have eaten more.
No. Yeah. That was my meal.
Just two waffles?
Yes.
How many nugs?
I think there was eight on that video, right. I think. I'm not sure.
I hate when, like, you ever see, like, people try to make healthy dishes?
I've tried them a few times.
I hate it.
I do, too. Well, when it's
mad.
Something that's classically not healthy, like chicken
like
and waffles.
Right. Or...
Hey, today I'm going to show you how to make a protein-packed, low-carb chicken and waffle. No.
I've seen, like, brownies made out of sweet potato and cocoa powder.
Unfollow.
That's insane. Anna gave me one time, like, she knows I eat, like, cottage cheese and yogurt in the morning. She goes, hey, I got this cottage cheese. It's 2%. It's too rich for me. Do you want it? And I went, yeah, I could try to choke it down so it doesn't go to waste. Mm-mm. And... It smelled like someone made urine on sawdust.
They did, actually.
It was, and then I was like, oh, it stinks. All right, I'll try to eat it. And I couldn't choke it down. Even a 2%,
nah,
let alone the one that she eats, the 0%.
No, I eat 1%. 1%. 1%. I eat 1%.
Dude.
No. I eat cottage cheese. I eat large curd,
4%. Yes. Yeah, same.
No. Too rich.
Extra fat.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
You have whole milk, too?
I don't drink a lot of milk, but we do 2% milk.
Not like wildly bad if you just have like a glass, but it's just too rich.
I do once in a while, but we have 2% at the house. So.
I actually had a glass of milk today, and I didn't even have it in a full glass. It was like one of those tiny little glasses.
That's what I do now. Yeah. Well, I'll use a big glass, but I'll fill it a quarter of the way. That's what I had with my chicken and waffles was just a little bit of milk.
You know what I made for lunch? I was gonna do the chicken and waffle things.
What was that?
Well, I told you I made grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Yesterday.
Come on.
So I stepped it up with the grilled cheese.
Oh, no.
Bacon, egg, and cheese, grilled cheese.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I had that thick cut bacon.
Hold on, I'm about to finish.
Some American cheese.
Eggish.
Over easy egg.
I'm done.
And grilled cheese. I made two of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I made a veggie scramble with egg whites.
What'd you just say?
Boo!
What the hell did you... What?
Boo this man!
I had it wrong.
Can you come out with stink like that? Poop. Poop mouth.
It was good.
We were happy.
It wasn't. It was good. There's broccoli. There's onions. Egg whites.
Stop
a little
it
bit
now.
Of spinach.
Stop it.
Some seasoning. Some of the salt you got me. Some salt.
Some
it was
salt.
Good.
Would you have a side of salt? I had it on the side. Yeah. I didn't know what to do with it.
I just look at it. It's neat.
It's pretty. It's pink.
Uh-huh. It's all grainy. It's from the sea.
It's very salty.
Oh. Hey, everybody. It's me, Marine Rob. Sometimes I put a lot of salt on my food.
Where's he been?
I don't know. And then I go outside and I go, hey, I'm collecting money for bartenders because they eat a lot of salt, too. So if you could... Just put some money in my marine boot. I would love to give them some salt.
One of my favorite times is he called in and you did that to him. Hey, Rob. And he went, I don't really like to be mocked. And he just went, no, I'm not mocking you.
He loves it. He loves
it. Yeah, he's
it.
The best.
Hell
he's
yeah. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. We'll get to our big, big stories of the day in just a second. But we do got to whore out our social media because, you know, like we know.
Nothing without my following. I am nothing without my following.
Welcome to Instagram, Edward Stark. I hope it's the real one, Ed Stark. Just follow me on Instagram, Johnny B Tampa. Of course, the shows is The Johnny B Show. And these two is at Anna Hummel Radio and at Home_Made_Man. They have the same Twitter handles as their Instagram, but my Twitter's a little different. It's Johnny B Comedy and, of course, Johnny B Show. Follow and interact with all of us on Twitter. We will read your shout-outs in the third hour, and we will choose our top tweet of the night, which we like to hashtag it and get it trending. Tuesdays nationally is hashtag Top Tweet Tuesday, so I like to jump in on that national wave. So tonight's one of the big nights. You want to win on Tuesdays and Fridays the most because you get the most pub for your social media. Also, facebook.com/TheJohnnyBShow, so you can follow along on Facebook. We post all the cool stories and videos and whatnot that we talk about every single night, so you could play along or you could go back the next day and check them out. Like last night, we posted a video of that little girl with her beautiful, beautiful song, I Wonder What's Inside Your Butthole. Oh, my God. What a tune, right?
I've often wondered.
man, I tell you what. Not a lot of good stuff for me today. It was really bad. Yeah.
Is that different from any other day?
I have good days and bad days. You know what I mean? The good days are not good.
No. For you, they're good.
But the bad days. Ugh.
Today was a bad day.
Yeah. Yeah, I farted.
You have a leaky gut?
Well, no, I farted in the kitchen, though. Like,
Ever ruined your own appetite? Like you farted and you're like, I'm not hungry
I'm done.
Anymore.
That's a question.
No. I can answer that.
But you don't have his ass.
I don't know if I've done that.
Because yours linger for like hours.
Have I?
Have you ever ruined your own appetite
have I farted
with flatulence?
Bad enough to. Yeah, I'm going to go with Will on this one. I'm going to say, no, I have not.
Okay.
Final answer.
As bad as it is. It's still his own.
Yeah.
And your own brand, you can kind of stomach
I get that, but yeah. I feel like he may be the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
No, I get a little disappointed in myself. Like today, I was getting myself a big glass of water.
Hey, proud of you.
Thank you. And I needed it. I drank a big glass before I went to bed last night, too, because I felt dehydrated because I got drunk the night before and the night before that, and I think the night before that, pretty much since March 12th. And I was feeling a little crampy, and I go, you know what? I am parched. I've not been keeping up my water game. So last night I drank big old 40 ounces of water, and by last night I mean 5 o'clock this morning. And then when I woke up, I drank another big 40 ounce glass of water. So I needed it, yeah. But while I was getting my water and putting my lemon in my water, I farted, and it was putrid. It was bad.
Pretty grotesque.
It was like when I did it, I went, oh, buddy. Oh, that's not good. That's bad things inside you, pal. I said that to myself.
This was in the kitchen.
Yeah. Just standing by myself in my boxers, making water, farting, you know, doing my thing, living my best life. Yeah. It was good. It was good. It was a good time.
Was it an audible one or?
A little. Okay. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that would make, you know, it was, wouldn't make like a some sort of a soundboard or anything like
I got
that.
You.
Yeah, but It was definitely.
It was impressive in a different kind of a way.
The smell was bad.
It's usually the ones that don't smell. Yeah. Those are the ones where you're like, uh
oh. Oh, you mean don't make a sound?
This is gonna be. This is gonna be
the
bad.
Quiet ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mine. The sound doesn't really matter with mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, now
I prefer a sound because then I know it's time to run.
Well, that's like it's like lightning. Most of the time, it has thunder for a reason. Yeah. That's God saying, "You better get the hell out from under that tree. You're gonna die, bitch." Yeah. So.
Well, that's where the SBD comes from. Silent but deadly. SBD.
Yeah. It's scary, dude. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of lightning bolts that kill people. It's when it hits you before the thunder.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.